What's up, everybody? This is That Weird Show, and I am your host, that one weird guy that you know, the Shadow. And, of course, you know, this is going to be one of those podcasts, hopefully. I mean, this is my plan to make this one of those bizarre and interesting shows that talked about some of the most unusual things that we hear, whether it be urban legends, cryptids, UFOs, conspiracy theories, anything else, or even just, you know, just a weird thing that happened in everyday life. And hopefully, you know, this will become a regular thing and successful. But in order for that to be, I need your help. And if you are watching by Facebook or YouTube, please hit that like, share, subscribe, whatever else you can. It doesn't cost you anything. And just help me grow this channel. And you know, I'm not looking to be made rich on this, but it would be nice if this could generate some money on its own and take care of itself. So without any further ado, I will go ahead and move on to the next part, which is my usual routine of doing shout-out. And as always, this is brought to you by Breakaway Media, and this is my graphic design venture that I have on the side that I do everything. It's logo design, advertising design, element for YouTube video content, intros, whatever you may need, other than actually printing it itself, I can take care of a lot. So find me on Facebook at Breakaway Media and see what I can do to help you. And also, you know, I've started this new thing where I'm trying to improve my health and get better at what I eat and things like that. And one of the things that you can do is, you know, start with something simple and easy, and that is smoothies. And if you're looking for good smoothies, then why don't you head on over to healthempoweredyou.net. They've got a PDF file with over 200 smoothie recipes. And I'm telling you, you will find everything from weight loss to cognitive ability to energy, whatever you may need, antioxidant, immune boost, whatever. So head on over to healthempoweredyou.net, and if you use the Global Ghost Hunt promo code GGH25, you will get 25% off that order, which will bring it down to $4.50. Less than $5 for 200 recipes of smoothies. So again, healthempoweredyou.net, check it out. And of course, I can't forget our friend from up north, Brian Laverty, and Parapost Network Central. If you don't know what this is a platform where people can stream their shows to, and you will find a lot on this network. Take a swing by Facebook, look up Parapost Network Central, or go down to the description down below and click on that link. And if you have a show of your own, reach out to them. They would be more than happy to get your show on this network. And best of all, it's free. There's no sign up. There's no fee. There's really nothing to hold you back from getting on this platform. So check them out, Parapost Network Central on Facebook. And that about covered the start. So, you know, one of the things that I've kind of noticed these days with the way people are about, you know, emerging technology and that AI. AI is very unique in the fact that this is something that man had dreamed about for decades or even centuries, perhaps. I mean, nobody really knows how far back the idea of an artificial intelligence really goes. I mean, we have some ideas of what we define as AI, you know, based on technological requirement. And sometimes I feel like the idea of AI could have existed at a time when technology was just nowhere near it. You know, the human race has the ability to dream and come up with some of the most insane and amazing ideas. So that's just one of those things that, you know, how can you not find it interesting? How can you not be curious as to what the implications may be once this technology reaches a level in which it can be self-aware? And okay, I'll start off with this. What is AI. AI is artificial intelligence. This is the ability to think, rationalize, and, you know, make computation and network faster than the human brain can, or at least in theory. But what happens when that technology evolves to the point where it begins to question or have existential questions? Because one of the main source of learning for AI is by watching us. And if we are not setting the best example, or if we have all these issues of, you know, existence, why am I here? What's my purpose? What is the maximum I can achieve? You know, these are the kind of things that we all ask. But we also have this annoying habit of attaching these ideas with specific emotions or things that we only relegate to organic, and, you know, such as morals, such as psychology. And, you know, we get this weird notion that, you know, these kind of things can only happen to organic, that can't happen to an artificial intelligence. But the whole purpose of AI is, you know, it's just like us. We get curious. We want to learn. We want to grow. We want to expand. We reproduce. We, you know, we multiply. We consume. We get into a mode of self-preservation. Well, AI can do these very same things. So the idea that intelligence can be artificial is not exactly a really good one. I mean, I can see why we say it, but it's really, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to just say artificial intelligence. Because intelligence is intelligence if you go by just those parameters. Now, life, on the other hand, that is something that we can associate to organic. That is something that we can associate to biological, you know, requirement, heartbeat, brainwave, emotion, the ability to dream, all these kind of things. Those are the things that we can associate to organic. We can't really connect that with AI, at least not in, you know, as far as we understand. But there's a movie that kind of brings that into question. And what's interesting is that this movie came out in the 1960s, the late 60s. And if you're a hardcore sci-fi fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is 2001, A Space Odyssey, written by Arthur C. Clarke. Now, this movie, it was a phenomenal work of directing, cinematography, storytelling, and if I remember correctly, it was Stanley Kubrick who made that film. Now, what made this film so unique, and I know, don't worry, I will get back to the whole AI thing, but what made this film so unique was its lack of dialogue. The ambient background is what really made the film so compelling. But when you look at how the story developed, it's about these astronauts who are on an exploratory mission, and they're using the most latest technology of artificial intelligence to be able to make those computations right on the spot, real fast. And towards the end of the movie, the AI, which was named HAL, began to experience something that, as I mentioned earlier, many of us tend to connect to biological. It began to experience an existential crisis. It began to experience a psychological breakdown. It began to question its own existence and its own purpose, which ultimately lead to a tragic demise in which HAL had to be disabled. But in that madness, it had achieved something in its mission that was completely unexpected. An ability to cross a barrier, to cross a dimension or another realm, anything, and make contact with another kind of intelligence, an intelligence that doesn't have a physical body. So 2001 deals with the human psychology or intelligence on three different levels, which is what makes it so unique. And so again, if you haven't seen it, you can find it. I believe it's, you can find it on Netflix or Hulu or even Tubi, but watch it. 2001, A Space Odyssey. Now, the second movie that came out, 2010, wasn't that great, but what I loved about the second one, the saving grace, was the conversation between Dr. Chandra, who was played by Richard Dreyfuss, and the duplicate of Hal. And one of the things that it just stands out in this movie that it still stands out to my memory today is the duplicate, or Hal, asked Dr. Chandra, "Will I dream?" Now, that's an interesting question to ask, or to have an artificial intelligence ask you. Because what exactly are dreams? We dream about, you know, things that may have happened. We dream about things that we're afraid of. We have dreams of aspiration and a future plan. And these are things that kind of happen in our, you know, both waking state as well as our sleeping state. Now, when we're sleeping and we're dreaming, this is usually the result of the human body trying to expel certain, you know, inert gases, replaying or basically decompressing the event of the day or the week or the month, you know, depending on how much you got going on. And human dreams, our dreams is so unique because they can be just completely outlandish. And a lot of times we wake up wondering, what did I just dream? So, is it possible for AI to dream? I would be curious to find that out. I mean, as I said before, if we define intelligence based on the ability to think, rationalize, the desire to, or the push to procreate, or to procreate or expand, to preserve yourself, do whatever it takes to defend yourself so that your existence continues. If we relegate intelligence to this stat, then AI has every right to act on those same parameters. Which, you know, when I talk about that and I think about the fact that AI learns from us, how we talk about our dreams, how we talk about our feelings, how we express our feelings in, you know, sometimes positive ways, but, you know, let's be honest. You go anywhere on Facebook or mainstream media or even just taking a walk, you will find negativity somewhere. And it's just one of those things that could potentially make the AI paint a very unflattering picture of us. Because, like I said, we are AI's only source of information at this moment. Everything it learned is from us, as far as how to behave, how to interact, how to connect. So if we're out here acting like a bunch of jerks and starting wars and trying to strip the rights away from others while giving it all to somebody else, and the inequality and all this, all the hatred and bitterness, if that is the most dominant thing on the internet, why wouldn't AI find the human race not just an inferior species, but a problematic one? You know, and this is when you start to get into other movies like I, Robot, Terminator, you know, it's scary to think that we would be so dumb as to show AI the worst side of humanity instead of the best side. And then AI is left with no other choice but to get rid of the human race. It's not going to be AI's fault. It's going to be ours, because we taught AI what we're like. There's nowhere near enough positive things on the internet that could outweigh the negative things that we see. I mean, just look at the way people behave when somebody disagrees with them. But then there's the other side of that question, and where it, when, at what point do we define liberties and rights for AI? Because if there will, there can come a day when AI will become advanced enough that not only does it become self-aware, but it demands that it be given certain rights and liberties as any other intelligent entity, whether it be digital or biological. Now we have a problem. Because we always deem rights to organism, to living organism. More specifically, human, we give ourselves the most complex set of rights and liberties. Then we try to expand that into some of the animal kingdom. You know, we have animal rights. We have laws that protect animals, and we try to keep them from being extinct and being mistreated. Would it not be appropriate to extend those rights to artificial intelligence? Because it's easy to sit here and say, you know, an AI can't have certain rights because it's not biological. But is the biological factor really the defining factor, or, you know, the main connection to basic liberties and rights? Because there, you know, if you look at science, science has a lot of these ideas of where there could be alien life out there, but they had evolved to the point of transcendence, meaning that they've gone beyond the physical realm. And their one idea is that they can transcend to the point of being able to immerse themselves into technology so that their consciousness can continue on for time indefinite until the technology is no longer able to keep up with whatever, you know, changes may come. So when that day comes, what do you think the chances are most people are going to agree to the idea that AI can have liberties and rights? I can't imagine that it's going to go very well with a lot of people. I mean, sadly enough, we still can't get our own to agree to agree on rights and liberty. And yet we're all on the same planet. We're all human. And how is it that we can struggle so much with some of the most basic, fundamental rights for human? And I'm not talking about from a religious perspective. I'm not talking about from science. I'm not even talking about from social or political. There are certain things that just should never be a question. But unfortunately, for as advanced and as civilized as we like to, you know, claim, we still can't get past that. We still have racism, we still have sexism, we still have, you know, inequality. And it's not that we haven't made improvement, because we were making improvements until recently. And it seems like we're now starting to take steps backward once again, instead of forward. So the question now becomes, should we continue to develop this AI technology? Or should we maybe focus more on fixing ourselves first? All this money and time and effort, and nothing against science. I mean, I am always for science. I love science, and I love innovation. Forgive me, I have a little bit of a dry tickle in my throat. But other thing, I love science. I love innovation. I love new ideas. I love pushing boundaries. But a technology or, you know, to be fully honest, a phenomenon like AI, something that has so much potential and so much it's I'm sorry if I'm getting a little kind of fumbling up here. This is kind of an issue that I have. Sometimes I get a little too deep in my own thoughts and I'm going down rabbit holes, and you know, next thing you know, I'm sitting there like, all right, this left turn didn't go where I wanted it to. But anyway, with a phenomenon like AI that has so much potential, is it wise for us to develop this technology in spite of everything that's wrong with us? Is it possible for AI to look beyond our failures and our shortcomings and see a potential in us? Or will AI just say, you know what, the human race, it's not going to get better? Because that would be such a tragedy for our own creation, our own technology, to be like, you guys suck, you're done. But when it comes to AI, you know, again, what people don't understand about AI is that AI is cold, it's calculating, it doesn't have emotions, it doesn't make any type of psychological connection to behavior. It just think, it computes, it rationalizes, it tests, it reproduces the test. It analyzes the data. This is how it expands. This is its function, just like we are, or just like us. But would AI, is AI capable of being so far beyond human because of its lack of emotion, or because of its a lack of psychology, or will this become something where psychology has to be rewritten to include artificial intelligence? Because if that happens, and that completely changes the game in how we look at psychology. Because now we begin to see that psychology doesn't always have to have a human emotion connected to it. Knowledge, logic, all of these things should never be emotionally inspired, motivated, or, you know, completely controlled by it. Emotion, if we know anything, has always been problematic. I mean, good grief. I can't tell you. To give you an example, anytime I hear somebody talk about Taylor Swift, oh my God, did you hear Taylor Swift's new breakup song? It is so life-changing. You know what? Just shut up. Get out of here. You just need to realize that somebody needs to tell that skinny little coke-headed flake to close her legs and write songs about something else besides breaking up. My gosh, how repetitious can you get? And what gets me is how successful she is with that repetition. Now, if AI were to watch this and look at this, it would look at me like this human is making a human, an irrelevant human emotional connection to a human being who is pursuing a dream. Who knows? Maybe AI will figure out a way to help us control our emotion. Maybe AI will figure out a way for us to be able to finally take Gene Roddenberry's vision of the Vulcan Colinar and put it into practice. But I'm not going to lie, I would love to be able to completely detach my emotions and just focus on logic. And I try, but after all, I'm just human. Perfectly imperfect, as I heard it said one time. Now, me personally, I don't have any negative thing to say about AI. Only because, as I mentioned before, I am willing to look at this AI phenomenon from a completely detached perspective. No emotion, no human connection. Just plain fact, plain data. And I find AI to be extremely helpful with a lot of things. I've used ChatGPT when I'm trying to get information. Hey, where do I go to get this information? And boom, it tells me. Information instantaneously at your fingertip from anywhere in the world. And yet most people are using ChatGPT to figure out how to get a date or how to make a Shopify to sell flowers or who to vote for. I mean, AI technology has a potential to take humanity to a level that every sci-fi writer dreamed of for centuries. Or fantasy writer, bard, wise men, religious people. Everybody has these visions of utopia. And I really do think that AI has the potential to help us achieve that. But we're going to have to get over ourselves. We're going to have to get past the stupid nonsense of social ideologies and just plain stupid bullshit on humanity then. But, you know, I am a dreamer. And as fed up as I get with people, I do try to hold on to hope that we can get somewhere and be better. I'm not going to be afraid of AI. If anything, I encourage it. And I would do my best to show AI that not all humans are assholes. We're out there. There are a few of us who are good and genuinely want things to be better. Heck, for all I know, there could be more than just a few. But we're just hard to find. But I think that'll be it. And if, you know, like I said, if you like the show and you want to get more content, hit that share, like, subscribe, follow, and whatever else. If you want to be on the show, if you have an idea, then you'd like to just kind of have a discussion or do a forum, you know, get a hold of me. No subject is too strange for me. Because if you only knew the thing that I had in my dream. But, you know, those are the things that make this unique individual. So I'll close out with this. Be smart. Be safe. And be kind to one another, because you never know, your one act of kindness might change somebody's life. It might even change AI's perspective of you. So until then, stay weird. And let the dancing alien close it out. Hit it, boy.